This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Do you know why I feel really good this week?
Why?
Because a new issue of Green Lanterns came out.
See, I was going to say that.
I didn't even read it.
Really?
Yep.
We'll see.
I stuck to my guns. Don't tell me it was good.
Well, even if I told you it was good, you wouldn't believe me anyway. So, I listened to you and Martin, right?
Yeah.
Because my internet and Storm sucked that week.
Yeah.
But I kind of agree with you guys that, or maybe it was just you, that if it only came out once a month, it would be pretty good. Instead of being like Roman Reigns and being shoved down our throats. This book was okay for me. It was more Jessica and Simon, and like his ring didn't work because he was feared and he was freaking out about something, so the willpower was deactivated or whatever.
Okay.
And Jessica finally broke out of it, and the willpower was activated and broke him out of the trap. And it was kind of interesting because it had Dr. Polaris in it, and he was, you know, the villain issues have always been good, so.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't spectacular either.
Yeah, that's been my thing. There's nothing about this book, with the exception of those villains issues, that has made me at all interested in reading the rest of the book.
Right.
So, you know, just one of those things. But
yeah.
I was like, you know what? I can't do it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm about to hit order, and I did not. I said, no, thank you.
This is the... I know you guys didn't talk about it last week, but this is the week where the digital codes didn't come out.
With the physical stuff?
Yeah. Because like now, like the digital codes are coming out with the books that are monthly.
Okay.
So like Super Sons, if you buy the actual physical floppy,
you get
then the digital code. Yeah.
So they're doing the Marvel thing?
Yeah, kind of. But those books are like a dollar more now.
Oh, really?
The monthly books are a dollar more.
Oh, right. I did see that. But, yeah, and a lot of books are going monthly.
Yeah. Well,
I was kind of surprised. A lot more than I was expecting, I should say. And some of them are like brand new books, too.
Yeah.
Like Batwoman's only been out once, and they're like, yeah, this is monthly now.
Yeah, which it might be a safe play, though, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, it confuses me because if you're going to take... Because, like, a lot of the books that they're doing that with, I don't think are some, like, the more popular books, that they're some of the more fringe titles. That if you're going to... Even if it's only once a month, you know, I mean... And you're technically still saving $2 a month buying the comic. It, you know, if I'm kind of iffy on a book and I walk into the store and it was $2.99, now all of a sudden it's $3.99, I would be like, you know what? I really don't think I enjoy this book a dollar more, and I would probably stop reading it.
But there's a digital code.
But at the same time, if I have a physical copy of the book, I don't really care about the digital code.
I don't think the price changes if you buy it digitally, though. Like for you, for example.
Yeah, so then I'm good. Because I know Batgirl and Batgirl Birds of Prey and Super Sons and I think Trinity. And there are a couple other ones that I was like really excited. You know, books that I actually really enjoy. That's like, yeah, these are going to go monthly. Red Hood and the Outlaws, I think.
Yeah.
Was getting the price increase. That's monthly anyway, isn't it?
No, it's every other week.
Is it really? No, because it would have been out this week if it was.
No, because it comes out the same week with Deathstroke.
Yeah, and Deathstroke was out this week.
Well, then that's screwed up. Because Deathstroke and Red Hood never come out with Batman and Superman.
That's what I'm wondering.
It always comes up with Action and Detective.
Red Hood is definitely monthly because I think it's only on issue 9 and Deathstroke is now on 16.
Okay. Well, it also started later, too.
Did it? I don't remember.
Yeah, it did. Take it to the bank.
Yeah, I don't know. It could also be that the fifth week changed how things were released.
Yeah, it did, because like I said, like, we always have Superman and Batman and whatever, and then on the off week we have Red Hood and Deathstroke and Action and Detective.
Right.
And so now it's just like, well, what's coming out next week that's not going to be as good?
Yeah. Huh. Oh, well. You know what other book I didn't read this week?
What's that, sir?
Justice League.
Oh, yeah. Me neither.
Oh, okay.
Pass.
Yeah. Those two, you know, they've been teetering for me, and I finally hit the kill switch on them.
Well, I just didn't have time to read it. I guess I did when I spent 3 hours today at the
tire place
waiting on my damn car, but I was so mad I didn't even...
Yeah, I
think about it.
That's another one.
I just texted you anyway.
Enjoying it.
Also, Cyborg. Booyah! Didn't read it.
Yeah, I don't read Cyborg. And there was another one too. I think Harley Quinn came out this week too.
Who?
Harley Quinn. So there were two books I didn't read going in, and there's two that I decided to stop. What I'm gonna do, I think, with Justice League and Green Lanterns, I'm gonna wait until the trade that collects these comes out.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give it a shot. You know, see
all back to back and see if it's better that way.
Yeah, I'll see if maybe reading a couple issues at a time are better, and then I'll just trade read those books. But
that sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Well, what did you read, sir?
Nothing. That was it, right?
Yeah. No.
You know what? I read Aquaman.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
And you hated it again.
No, I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, out of the books that I read, I think this one's probably right in the middle for me.
Hmm.
I think this week.
And this is... by Abnett and
Briones.
Yeah.
Well, this was the first book that I read, and I'd say the most interesting thing to me was when I opened it up and I saw the ad for Batman in the Shadow.
Yeah.
By Snyder and Orlando, with Riley Rossmo doing the art.
Yes.
Now, pretty much, all you have to do is put Riley Rossmo in a book, and I'm going to get it. But the fact that Steve Orlando and Scott Snyder are doing the writing on it, I think that's going to be pretty cool.
And it's a 6-issue limited series?
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
So, I wonder
who does the Shadow? Is that Dynamite?
Yeah, Dynamite.
Yeah, so it's like in conjunction with, but it's all DC people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wonder if, like, Snyder will do the odd issues. Or something.
No idea. But I'm very much looking forward to that. But anyway, Aquaman.
I like the alternate cover for Aquaman.
Is that with the like kind of the pink
black light looking one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the variant covers. Why do they always make the variants so much better than the regulars? I don't know. Like, because DC does that a lot.
That's the money getter, buddy.
Guess, but aren't they the same price?
Oh, I guess this would just be like the A and B cover or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like they're putting out, you know, 1 in 50s.
Right.
You know. But yeah, no, I enjoyed Aquaman.
This is yeah.
What were you saying?
I'm with you. Oh, I was just saying this is part two of the H2O story.
Yep. Yeah, I still think it's weird that he's teamed up with the Aquamarines, but I like all of their interaction. I love the guy with the crazy eye that, like, he just hates everything and just wants just to kill everybody. But yeah, no, I really liked, you know, his, you know, telling Mira, you know, do whatever you can, just, you know, enhance her power and get all the water, just push it all out of here so there's no way for him to get in. But of course, you know, he's right there in the hallway just hanging out on the ceiling like any good horror movie.
Yeah.
It was good. I'm very curious about, you know, the ending was sort of ambiguous where you see that all the people they were supposed to rescue, I guess, are dead and in pieces.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's the way I took it, too. The art was okay, but there was a couple panels that, like, threw it off.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Like, I liked it because it was realistic, but yet comic booky art.
Right.
If that makes sense. But there was, like, a couple of panels that just, like, felt rushed.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Let's see. Was it page 3, I think? 1, 2... No, page 4. Mira's up there, and she said it fled. And, like, she looks totally ridiculous.
What, your head doesn't fit on your neck like that?
Well, I don't know about that. It's just like the shading, I guess.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, or whatever. But I mean, that's just me nitpicking at it, too, because I thought the art overall was pretty good.
Right.
Because I like it because it's realistic looking, but not, like, super realistic looking.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Aquaman's always been solid for me, so.
Yeah, I'm glad it picked up because it felt like it should have been. It should have been better.
Should have been better?
Yeah, like at the start, I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, I mean, especially when you have the movie stuff happening, like, you know, you'd think that they would try and push it as much as you can.
But it was better. I liked it from the get-go, so.
It's because you like bad things.
Well, apparently you like back. Do you like it now, too?
Well, it's good now, so. Yeah, I think the part where they use whatever that device thing is on Deadwater like basically turn him back into the person, and they're like, oh,
right,
you know, we could, you know, they're like, oh, we could question him, whatever, and the guy, you know, what's his name, Toy?
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's something that, you know, instinctively, I'm sure a lot of people would do, but it's, you know, it's like, come on.
Yeah. Are you saying that it was kind of cliche or tropey?
Yeah, a little bit, but I still chuckled when he did it anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. I don't think it that, like, pulled you away from anything, really.
No.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
Agreed.
What did you think of Green Arrow this week?
It's been the last couple issues I, like, really enjoyed, really.
Yeah.
I guess since Roy came into the story.
Yeah, like the last two.
Yeah. Was that it? Only two?
Yeah, this is the third one with him.
Oh, yeah, right. And again, I like the alternate cover better than the regular cover. And now, I know Percy's been writing this, but is this the same artist? Calalini or whatever? Or have they changed?
Honestly, I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure it's probably been the same person, at least for this arc.
Okay. But yeah, with insert Roy into here, and it's leveled it up. Because I like their interaction and their banter back and forth.
Yeah. See, I thought... Because I guess this is the final part of this storyline. I thought this was the weakest of the three issues.
Okay.
It's still miles ahead of where Green Lantern was. Not Green Lantern, Green Arrow was. But it's... Oh. You know, this one was... I don't know. This is something about this issue that I was just like... Eh. You know, I mean, it could have been...
What was it?
I don't even know. Like, I mean, I liked how they gave a little more, you know, their backstory together.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Drug addiction thing.
Yeah, but it seems still... Like, the way that Oliver dropped him...
Yeah.
It seemed like it came out of nowhere. Like, they didn't build to it as much as you'd think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, like, oh, you know, I think we could work things out. Oh, but, it, you know, you're just a bad decision. You know, you're weak and whatever. And then he leaves. You know, I mean, I don't remember in the last two issues. Did they really play up the fact that he was, like, screwing stuff up and whatever? I mean, like, a little bit, right? But not...
Right. Yeah, but not tenfold.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Here's a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Does Vertigo look this stupid in the new 52, or is this like a total revamp of him?
Was Count Vertigo in the new 52? Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know. That's what I was asking. Because he looks like a stupid hipster here.
Well, everyone's a stupid hipster in DC Comics.
I don't know. Well, not everyone. I guess, you know, we can reach out to Mike and Daryl, but I was just curious because I think the idea of his character is cool.
Yeah, you know what? He was in Green Arrow with, oh my God, I just forgot his name. Writes Bloodshot. Jeff Lemire, when Lemire was doing it with Sorrentino. Okay. But he was way not stupid looking.
Okay.
He had like a weird little thing on his head and his hair was kind of slicked back and he didn't look like disco villain.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe I used hipster wrong.
Yeah, because he's got like the big stupid cape.
Well, and then like his side of his head are shaved and he's got like the slick back part of it.
Well, in the new 52, he kind of looked like that.
Right.
But like not like spiky hair.
Right, yeah. I don't know. It shouldn't matter, but like I think the concept of his characters or the villains really cool, but
yeah.
If it doesn't deliver on the stupid costume or whatever, then it comes off cheesier than what I would like it to be, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, and who wears a trench coat that's cut four times?
Well, I mean, comic book villains. A sleeveless trench coat with slits up the back.
Yeah. Damn it. Buy a new trench coat, dude.
No, but look how cool it is when he's, like, up in the air and it's
hovering
all
fanned
out.
Yeah, well, no. Because then his feet are drawn stupidly.
No, that's a trench coat.
No. Are you looking at the same
where he
says, I am Vertigo?
Uh-huh.
And he's over the servers and stuff?
Yes, sir. He has
Rob Liefeld feet.
No, he has a front foot.
Well, look at his back foot.
There is no
back foot. That's Rob Liefeld.
Yeah. No, but it's there. There's an outline, at least. There's no cloud over it.
And he doesn't have pouches, I guess.
But, yeah. Has a giant pouch for his foot on a cloud.
I'm going to screenshot this so we can tweet it out. This will be our poll for the week. Did Rob Liefeld draw this panel? I think you're right. Like, this is the end of this arc, and it kind of just fizzled instead of...
Yeah.
instead of tie, it tied things up to a certain extent, but it didn't really like come to a climatic end, or it didn't like lay puzzle pieces for later. It just ended.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, it did end with, you know, even though Roy was like all pissy, mm-hmm. you know, he's like, oh, you know, let me know how I can help you.
Right.
So I guess he's going to be more involved in the future.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, probably when they. Yeah.
Speaking of sort of fizzling to an end of a story arc.
Mm-hmm.
I was not that interested in Batman.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's still the problem that I have is that I don't care about Bane. And like half of this run has been Bane so far.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it doesn't...
I don't know. To me, it's been solid to me. Like, since... See, this is like my Aquaman for you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I didn't like the first couple of issues, but then it kind of got going. And then, like, especially this issue, it kind of gave reasons why stuff was happening in the first issues or whatever.
Right.
So... Or what Batman was thinking, or the emotional part of it.
Right.
And I can kind of see why some of you guys don't like it, to where Batman can't wear his emotions because he's Batman.
That's not my problem with it at all. My problem is there's been so much of a character that I don't care about that it's hard for me to get myself really into the book.
And right, yeah.
And then this issue, not only was it, you know, a villain I don't like, it was, you know, 6 or 7 pages of a recap of what I've read over the past, you know, couple months.
Yeah, see, it was a recap, but I think it was more of like inserting reasons why they were recapping, though, or why, or justifying those type of things, but
right. But
I mean,
I don't know. I
understand what you're saying is that you didn't need that part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
I don't know,
for me personally. I mean, this is issue 20 of a bi-weekly book. You don't have to tell me what happened literally 4 months ago. Like, I remember what happened 4 months ago. It's not like, you know, this is Chris Claremont's X-Men, where, you know, you're reading issue 290 and he's referencing something that happens in issue like 145, where they're going to give you, you know, 3 pages of, hey, remember this stuff and this is why this happened for this reason, you know?
Yeah, true. I'm just saying, like, I think, I don't know. I think it's a, I don't know. I know you and I probably don't, but it's almost like a visual of editor's note, whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Instead of saying, hey, check out issue number 12 or whatever.
Right.
Then it's actually just actually visually giving you the layout for it.
Yeah.
Because there is a difference between like this and then like, well, in like Green Arrow, where they reference something that happened pre-New 52.
Correct.
You know, this actually just happened 4 months ago instead of 6, 8, 10, 12 years ago, 4 months ago, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed this.
For me, Batman's never been, like, stellar, but it's never been shit bad either.
Right, so I'm not saying that it is.
Solid.
I'm just saying, you know, like, I don't know. This book started off so great, and it's been, I mean, I wouldn't say it's dropping, like, way down in my list, but, like, this week, I think this is probably, like, my 4th favorite book that I read.
Huh. Well, see, and, like, for me, this arc has been, like, the opposite for me. Because it's not like that I never cared about Bane. Mm-hmm. I guess I really didn't know enough about Bane.
Right.
So I took it like it's a character that I don't know enough about, so it intrigues me more, I guess. So I can't really say, like, one way or another if it's a good Bane story or a bad Bane story, because I've only read maybe two, you know?
Right.
Including Batman getting his bat broke, or Batman getting his back broke. Not his bat broke. But,
now,
I don't know. Well,
have we ever seen Batman, well, Bruce Wayne, have we ever seen that his middle name is Thomas before?
I thought so.
Did we? Because I couldn't remember. I was drawing a blank.
I mean, I don't think in Rebirth, but...
See, I don't remember ever seeing
that. I thought that was like a given before.
I don't remember.
It was Bruce Thomas Wayne.
I have to shoot Daryl a message about that. I'm sure after he hears this, he'll message me. But I don't remember ever seeing that before. And when... You know, when his ghost mom was telling him, you know, Bruce Thomas Wayne. I mean, he was middle named.
Right, yeah.
So.
And you know what happens when you get middle named by your parent.
Never a good thing.
Yep, never. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive we've known that before, but I wouldn't be able to tell you, like, what book or year or anything like that.
Right. Oh, well.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very much looking forward to what's next in Batman. With the crossover with the Flash, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
You know, like it for me.
Just because it's kind of like what started everything.
Yep.
And then it's been putting on the back burner for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's going to be fresh instead of, you know, more Bane. And I'm hoping this is the last we see of Bane for a while. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I agree. Well. Yeah.
You know what, though? Deathstroke was awesome.
Deathstroke's always awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, I agree. It was good again.
Good again?
There's a couple things. Good like normal, I guess. Oh,
okay. I was going to say, when was it not good?
I didn't mean that it wasn't.
Oh, you're crazy.
What?
I hear a dog going crazy in the background.
Yes, because one of my kids' girlfriends is sleeping, so. I tried to mute.
So.
But, yeah.
Blind Deathstroke.
Yes.
Is great. I mean, any Deathstroke is great. But.
Yeah.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it. That. Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, there's really nothing else I could say that I haven't said about this book.
I know. It's like one of those things. It's one of those things like where you add the element of the blindness in it, and he's still badass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why would he not? And then plus you got the Jericho thing going on.
Yep.
Which is still awesome.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And like at the and that panel that has him and the glow sticks the dog.
Yep. When he's like, you made me angry or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now you've made me angry. Yeah. That's just badass.
Yes, sir.
And I kind of like it because I wonder if like they're using this, if there like would be a Deathstroke movie coming out. Not saying there is, or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, I like this Deathstroke that his face isn't hidden, either. You know what I mean? And he just has the cool glasses on.
Yeah.
Like kind of like the Arsenal style glasses.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, so, like, if there isn't one, because, you know, like, with Deadshot or whatever on the Suicide Squad, you know, we hardly ever saw Will Smith behind the mask or whatever.
Right.
This would be a good way to portray him.
Yeah.
And still be badass.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, I was just going off on a tangent because it's going to be the same thing as when Deathstroke comes out, just insert praise here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think my favorite part was when he's fighting the guy and he goes and, like, uses the power surge with the suit.
Yeah.
And basically just, like, rips his hand off or vaporizes his hand or whatever it was. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the art is always good in this book. The story is always good in this book.
Yeah.
I think out of everything so far out of Rebirth, this is definitely one that I would get in hardcover, like a hardcover collection of.
Yeah, because I agree.
So there's been absolutely no letdown. So I'm all good.
Yep. Totally agree with you on that one, sir.
Yeah. You know what else I enjoyed?
What?
Not reading Green Lanterns.
You already said that.
I know, but I'm reiterating it. I cannot express my joy anymore in the fact that I did not read it.
No. Well, Rob's going to call you crazy.
Eh, whatever.
On Twitter.
And
I'm going to agree with him.
Nah, whatever. You know what, though? I didn't read it, so
what?
He can't tell me that I was right or wrong. No, Nightwing was great.
Nightwing.
This Damian and Dick together are great. That it's, you know, it's the Batman and Robin that I liked with the two of them.
Uh-huh.
And it's like the little side comment stuff. Like when Robin's like, you know, he leans in and he's like, you know that we're going to have to kill these people, right? He's like, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, it's like everything from when he went to, since he's gotten to Bloodhaven, it's gotten tons better.
Yeah.
Was it still where I want it to be? No, but it's gotten better.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? Pig has always... I think out of all of like the villains that have been around for a while that come back now and again, I would say he is probably the creepiest.
Yeah.
To me, anyway.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine going somewhere and there's, you know, like a weird version of me with a mask on standing there with my memories and whatever else, like that would freak me the crap out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He just looks so, And I'm assuming that was he in New 52 or no? Probably not, since he was pretty much just Grayson, right?
No, there was a Nightwing series for a while. It was really good. Kyle Higgins wrote it.
Okay.
But you know what? I don't remember him being in it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was just... what about the art in this one? Did you like it?
I liked it. You know, it's... I don't even know who did it. I don't remember. I should probably look.
Chris Sotomayor? S-O-T-O Mayor.
That was the artist?
Yeah.
No, it's the colorist.
No, colorist says... Oh, yeah, you're right.
Javier Fernandez and Mink Yu Jung did the art.
Okay.
I liked it. Again, kind of like what you were saying before with... which book was it?
With Aquaman?
Yeah, with Aquaman. Like, I think this... There's nothing in this one that made me look at it and go, ugh. You know, like there are a couple panels where it's very hastily drawn.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they're like distance action panels.
Mm-hmm.
So like it kind of, I guess it kind of fits. Because if,
yeah,
you know, yeah. the way I look at it is if I'm watching a movie and they're like in the distance fighting, it's going to be quick cuts and hard to see.
Right.
So.
Because that's not your focal point.
Right. You know, I mean, it's like in this, it doesn't bother me. But when, you know, like with Aquaman, when there's a close up of someone, you know, who's supposed to draw your attention and it's all right. butchered, that right. that kills me.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I like the art. It's I don't even know how to describe it. Like it's stylized in a way that I enjoy it.
Yeah, I guess. It's kind of manga, but not.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, in some aspects. I mean, to me, it's not stellar and it's not terrible. So it's just there.
Right.
This is a book that I actually enjoyed the A cover better.
Is that the one where he's got the drill?
No, that's the B cover.
No, the B cover is the one with
the B cover.
Pig the B in the cover. Background.
No, okay, Nightwing well the then front. That's the one I like better than.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was the A cover.
No, I think that's the B. But yeah, I mean, at the end of this,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, going in when Robin's like, oh, you know, this is gonna be a trap.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, of course it's a trap, but you know, like we got to do it anyway.
Right.
I mean, you knew. Eventually, you know, Robin was probably going to be the one that they were targeting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, this is good. And
yep.
bringing in, who is it, Simon Hurt?
Yep, Dr. Simon Hurt.
Is cool. I'm curious to see what they do with him, because I don't remember seeing him in a long while.
Yeah.
I want to say maybe he was in, like, a couple Convergence issues. But before that, I don't remember the last time. So.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me, for him, but that doesn't really mean that.
Right.
He hasn't been shown up recently.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. But you know what book was my favorite this week?
Superman?
Green Lanterns, because I didn't Damn it. Read it. No, yes. Superman.
He's a damn trolling.
Speaking of art, I absolutely love the art in this Superman book.
And who is it? Gleason?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Tomasi and Gleason.
Yeah. Yeah, that. It has that, like, old-style comic book yes. art, but yes. updated.
Like the 60s, 70s style.
Right, but it's, like, updated. The colors, like, really pop. And it's, yes. I mean, this is just, like, a fantastic book. That yeah. the bright colors really, especially when Batman and Superman are together. And Batman mm-hmm. is all shadowed out, and Superman is still standing there, and he's, you know... Like the first, when he first opens the door, his cape is all lit up.
Yeah.
And then everything is dark. And then there's the panel where they're standing next to each other. And Batman's like all in the shadows. And Superman's like, whatever it was, when he's like, oh, you know, the world is getting darker or whatever. And Superman's like, oh, we just have to, you know, whatever. We just have to be brighter. And he's yeah. like these bright blues and yellows. And Superman's still, and Batman's like all dark. Fantastic.
Yeah. It's awesome. The art in this one is. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I think my favorite panel is in the entire thing when they're in the barn and Lois has Jonathan by the ear and she goes yes. in and she's yes. shining the flashlight and Batman and Robin are both like, you know, recoiling like vampires in the light.
Well, see, like to me, that's like their old school. Oh, I don't know if it's like the entrance to like, the Adam West style, you know, but like where they cover up
Right.
You know what I mean? And it makes the logo.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty cool, like a homage to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this whole the whole book is just from the art, from the writing to like little Easter egg type things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, especially because the last storyline, I was not as excited about.
Mm-hmm.
But man, this brings it right back. You know. But yeah. and especially now with the neighbor, who knows what? I mean, not necessarily him, because Batman is there with Bessie, and like he's looking at the guy, and he's just kind of chilling and watching TV. So right. I'm very curious to see who it is in the barn.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but are you going to be disappointed if it's Mr. Mitzelplugin?
Well, yes. Then I will be upset by that. But he's not speaking in Limerick, so it's okay. The only thing I was curious about was at the end why Damian wasn't there. Like, I don't think Batman would have brought Damian home and then come back.
Right.
You know? Like, it seems like he would have had some sort of backup when he was checking the place out. Unless Damian was already captured and that's why he went inside, but...
Yeah.
It doesn't seem possible. Like it.
Yeah, I didn't think about that until you just said that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like a minor thing. You know, I'm sure Damian will probably... Right at the start of the next issue, he'll probably save the day or something.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, like, this is another one. Damian and Jonathan together, really fun. You know, like, the first Super Sons was kind of eh, but the second issue was great, and this one is, you know, right there with it.
Yep, agreed.
So, yeah, I mean, this was definitely my favorite book of the week.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll have to give it to you on that too. Like overall, the feel of it, the art style that we talked about. Because sometimes reading older books, I know this isn't an older book, smartass, but like going back and reading stuff, and you're like, oh my god, why did I like this?
Yeah.
Either even like the 70s stuff, you know, it's like it's so cheesy, it's awesome, but you know,
right.
I just like it for nostalgia purposes, not because it's awesome. Yeah. And but this one hit that like right in the sweet spot for me. You know,
absolutely.
Because it was modernized, but yet it was the throwback style, like we already said. And then you know the story's actually good. So, yeah, this was working on all cylinders.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely... I mean, not like I was really down on Superman, but it definitely has me excited. And it also has me... You know, I liked how the book starts with Jonathan trying to fly.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you know, maybe sometime I'll be able to. And then, you know, the reason Batman's there is like, hey, we think there's something wrong with his powers. Like, he should be stronger than you.
Right.
Which I'm not exactly sure why being half Kryptonian would make him stronger. But
are they talking like metaphorical or are they talking like physically?
No, that the way I took it was that Batman was saying that, you know, based off like he's so healthy, you know, with the combined genes of a Kryptonian and a human.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That it seemed, you know, he should have the potential to be stronger and faster and whatever than you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you see that obviously something's going on at the dairy farm with that milk that he's drinking that's doing something to him. So,
yeah.
Seems like we might see Jonathan fly soon.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be like the human version of the super soldier serum? Kinda?
I guess, but wouldn't a full-blooded Kryptonian be stronger than a half Kryptonian?
Well, yeah, you would think so.
I mean, maybe because he was born on a planet with the sunlight, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
You should know.
Well, I don't, sir. Sorry. I don't have all the answers.
That's terrible.
Yeah. No, not now. You sound like my wife. Why did it cost you $25 a tire and not free? Well, I'm just glad it didn't cost me $125.
Yeah, but those would have been much better tires for $125 than $25.
It was the same damn tire.
I know. trying to think. I'm looking next week. Next week we have Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yeah. See? So we got like Deathstroke a week early, it seems like, because of the fifth week.
You know what? That's good, because next week it gives me more stuff to like. Actually, there's a lot of books I like next week. Action like? And Detective and Flash and Hal Jordan.
Yeah, see? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what else? Wonder Woman's out. Titans is out.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying those a lot lately. And Red Hood. Dexter Soy is back on Red Hood, so that'll be fantastic.
Yeah, that should be awesome.
Yeah, I forget what he took, I guess, 2 issues off, and he's back with issue 9, he said. So.
Oh, well, he can do that. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. I want him on this book as long as possible, so if he needs breaks now and again,
yep.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yep. Look, just don't get a hack artist in there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't even remember who was doing the last couple issues. It wasn't bad.
No, it's not
bad.
I mean,
it's not the same, but it's not bad. I still liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Got anything else?
No. We talked codes coming back, or starting, I guess.
Yeah.
And so, next week, I guess, this will be our Red Hood and the Outlaws for the month, then. Right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure Red Hood's always been a monthly.
I don't think so.
I don't remember. No, because there's no way that Dexter Soy could draw that book every other week. With how good that is, it's got to be a monthly, right?
I don't know. I just thought it was every other the off weeks that Batman and Superman weren't. But you could be right, because, I mean, we read, like, 50 books in 2 weeks. So, not anymore.
Now I got to look it up.
Good, look it up. Our listeners want to know who's right, who's wrong.
Let's see. All right, so issue 1 came out August 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And then issue 2... came out September 14th, and then issue 3 came out October 12th, so it's been monthly.
Okay. So it stays monthly, then?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Cool.
Fair enough.
Cover for issue 10 looks really badass. I can't believe I like that book so much.
I know.
That's so good.
Dude, I tried to read the New 52 stuff.
Yo. How far did you make it?
Issue 4.
Yeah.
What in the hell?
There was a period later on where it was good for a couple issues, but it was good in that like ridiculous buddy cop kind of way.
Yeah.
But then it was just not good again at the end.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. But, oh well, I guess if you got nothing else.
I got nothing.
And I got nothing else. So thank you all for listening to this episode of Rebirthically. I don't know what number we're on. We're somewhere in the 40s, I guess.
Sure.
Man, why not? You can get in touch with us if you'd like. Answer our question about did Batman have a middle name before this week. You can tweet me directly at Aaron S. Bell. You can tweet to Ronnie at Rombar316. You can tweet the show directly at NL Rebirthically. You can email the show at rebirthically@gmail.com. And I think that's everything.
It sounds like everything.
Yeah. So I guess until next time, take it away, Ronnie.
Damn, I fell at outro.
I figured I put you on the spot there.
Oh, it's all right. You can cut it off like that and end it with you laughing.
Nope. This is all staying in.
Oh, you suck again.
Good night, everybody.